Bangkok, Uganda.
It is the news at 3 o'clock. I'm Daniel Kibet. The Director of Public Prosecutions, Lino Anguzu, has said that his office is providing background support to investigations into alleged corruption in Parliament, including matters linked to former Speaker Anita Among. Speaking to journalists at his office in Kampala ahead of next week's annual Prosecutors Symposium and the John Kagezi Memorial Lecture, Anguzu said the Criminal Investigations Directorate is leading the investigations while the DPP's office is supporting the process. Without giving details about the scope of the investigations, Anguzu said the DPP's office is providing background support to the investigating team. He has, however, cautioned the public against rushing to conclusions, saying inquiries are still underway, adding that it is too early to state whether the probe specifically targets Speaker Anita Among or Parliament as an institution.
It is too early for me to comment on what is happening, what is and so on. But we are, all I can tell is that we are aware that there is an investigation ongoing by the CID, and we are providing background support. And when the time is due, shall update on what is the status is and what is happening. But right now, that is all I can say, that we are aware that there is an investigation that is ongoing by the CID. And when the time is right, we shall communicate what the outcomes are.
Reopening investigations into corruption allegations involving Parliament have attracted significant public interest in recent months. Relatedly, a joint security search operation linked to an ongoing state investigation into allegations of corruption and illicit enrichment has today been conducted at the home of Bukedea District Woman Member of Parliament, Anita Among. According to KFM's Kenneth Odele, investigators descended on Among's home in Apopong village, that is in Bukedea District, this morning, searching for incriminating evidence. The operation, which began last week with searches at her residences in Nakasero, Ntinda, Kampala and Chigo, has so far led to the recovery of luxury vehicles, including a Rolls Royce and a Range Rover, along with other relevant pieces of evidence. Following the launch of the investigation, Among withdrew from the race for Speaker of the 12th Parliament, and this leaves Jacob Oboth-Oboth, Norbert Mao, Lydia Wanyoto, Persis Namuganza, and the latest entrant, John Baptist Nambeshe, in the race for the speakership. The election of the Speaker and Deputy Speaker of Parliament is scheduled for May 25th.